Okay, so let's move on to the second slide then. And this second slide is now a human liver, and the human liver structure has structurally the similar sort of organisation, but not as clear connective tissue septa that separates the lobules from each other. So it's not as obvious when we look for the actual septa in between. So as we zoom into this section, the first thing that is easy to identify are the central veins located in the middle of the lobules themselves. And we can also see the triad structures here that will obviously be located at the septa regions in between. So the key feature to notice for the human, so here's a central vein here in this region. Here's our central vein. And we'll have columns of hepatocytes separated by sinusoidal spaces between them. And these will radiate out to the edges. So if we move this around just a little bit, we'll see a triad at the edge of this lobule. And I'm going to zoom in on this triad here. The first thing is the vein packed full of red blood cells here. Now, the vein won't always be full of red blood cells. It may also be empty. So this would be the vein. These structures here are obviously the duct because it has a cuboidal epithelium surrounding it. And here's another smaller ductule over here. So they vary in size or caliber depending upon where they are in the overall tree structure of the ducts. So the smaller ones will be draining into the bigger ones will be draining into larger ones again, and then eventually leaving by the duct from the liver. And where's that going to go to? Where's the bile duct from the liver going to go to? The gallbladder. So the gallbladder will be the target for where all the bile's running to. And does the gallbladder make bile?
No.
It's purely a storage chamber, and it also alters the structure of the bile itself while it's being stored there too. So this other structure here may be a lymphatic vessel, difficult to tell. There are no blood cells in it, so I could probably guess that that might be the fourth vessel that we're looking for, an example of a lymphatic vessel. And this structure here is an artery. And this one here is also an artery. So there's the arteriole located with it. So this is our triad. And there'll be connective tissue surrounding this and a septa separating the lobules from each other. Now another feature to notice, and I'll just look around a little bit and see if we can find an example of one. I think I've got to go to the higher magnification image here. So the images that have been scanned here, we can go all the way up to 40 times magnification. The ones that have been scanned overseas are only to 20 times magnification. Small lymphoid structure there. And what I'm trying to find for you is what I can see in the centre of the field here. And there's another example just here. This is an example of a binucleate hepatocyte. That is a single hepatocyte with two nuclei within it. And we also describe this as a polyploid or polyploidy. And what does that mean exactly? What's polyploidy? Most of my cells are diploid. A polyploid or a cell has more than that double copy of the genome. So these would be tetraploid in terms of their ploidy. So we see in the liver many or several hepatocytes that are polyploid, which have multinuclei, which contain more than a single copy of the genome in it, or more than a double copy. So polyploidy, a feature of the liver. I'm just checking to see what else I have to cover for you. Nothing much else in that. So the structure should be pretty much the same as what we saw in the first slide.